Blog Talk Radio.
Well, once again, the day is the day that the Lord has made. And you know, beloved, I am so blessed to say to God be the glory. Tonight's a good night, a blessed night. And God's going to bless us tonight with a young man who's going to be on that for us tonight and going to tell us what thus saith the Lord. And I want to encourage you to stay tuned, listen in, and watch God do what he says he's going to do. I want to just say to many people that are listening to us tonight that we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/K. And if you want to talk to us tonight, our number is 347-850-8955. Give us a call. And we just want to let you know that God is so good. You know, America still needs us, and we need America. I want us to pray tonight. Pray much. Pray vehemently. And we just listen in prayer. Father, this is another time that you've given us to come before you. And we thank you for this opportunity. We come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for everything. And tonight we love you for what you're doing for us, what you've done through us and by us. We love you, Father. We say and we ask you, if there's any sin that hinders us from moving forward, whether knowingly, unknowingly, or hidden, we ask that the name and the blood of Jesus wash it well clean. May our conscience be super clean by your washing of your word. And I thank you, Lord, for all those who believe. And tonight we just thank you once again. We love you. We adore you. And Father, we pray for somebody right now that's all alone by themselves. But you say you be a friend. Be a friend to them. Somebody in a prison somewhere. They're there because they didn't do the sin. But Father, as a good soldier, we have to endure a lot of things until you come back and take us home. While we're walking this area, we ask for your empowerment of to give us to keep it. Don't be faithless. We want to keep the faith. Because we know you are God of faith. And we thank you for it. Tonight, Father, we rank as number one with you. And we know we rank number one because we desire to do your will. We have a heart of tenderness and understanding to know that you're still God besides you and none other. Bless America. Bless everyone who's going to come on the radio tonight who's listening. Keep us before you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Hello, how you doing? Praise God. I know this much what God has said to me. Has God said anything to you today? God said anything to you today? I'd like to hear somebody before my guests come on. I want to give a few minutes. Anybody got a question, a statement, a testimony of what God has done for them? Amen. Amen. This God is an awesome God. Does anybody have a testimony, a statement, or want to send a shout-out to someone? Well, praise God. I know this. The God we serve is an awesome God. And as soon as out of Alaska comes on the line, we're going to get it all cranked up. And I want to tell you this much. You just don't know what God's going to bless you with. God is getting me to bless somebody. Amen. 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 So, beloved, are you listening? Somebody got a testimony, a statement. You want to say something? Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, this is
praise the Lord. Well, I want to say this to all of us tonight. We got a young man, he'll be on in a few minutes. He's calling in from Alaska. And his name is, he's a man I know only by spirit and by the word. He's a young man that loves God. God is using him. God want to bless him. And I know this is God has. And I just say to those of us who are listening, if you don't have any statements or testimony, because we're going to have prayer tonight together and we're going to believe God for everything God has promised us. I like to have 1 hour or nothing but prayer after the message. But before we go, I will say this. If we take notice around us what has happened today, we watch in America, in the Bronx, New York, the train turned over. We watch things over there in the Middle East. We watch things over there in China. See, what is happening, God is forewarning us to get ready for him. All that is up to me, get ready for him because he's on his way back. And when you hear somebody tell you that we need to understand about the demons, we don't need to understand about no demon. There's a set of demons. I don't need to. I'm trying to pump somebody up. Because when you start studying demons, you're missing the mark of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I come that you might know me and know me more perfectly. The more we know him, the more we submit, the more we commit, the more we disciple. See, we respond in this love and this knowledge and this understanding because God loves us. Amen?
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. So if anybody got a statement, you can go ahead and we love you. Anybody got a statement? Are you there, Franco? Franco. Amen. Well, somebody. Franco, are you there? Rosetta, are you there? Rosetta? Well, I got something I want to give to the people that are listening to me tonight. I got a few words I want to just encourage you with. Because we can encourage you. If we can just encourage you for a few words, if we can encourage you, see, because the time we live in, see, there's a day of judgment that's coming, and we shall stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. And, you know, Jesus is going to judge our works, whether good or evil. So a lot of people get caught up on the fact that I'm not going to judge anybody. I'm not going to judge anybody in the present time, but in the world to come, I will judge because Jesus promised me and you he's going to put us on in the same. Jesus said in Matthew 22:29-30, he says, I will give you a kingdom just as my Father gave you a kingdom. I'm giving you a kingdom so you can sit on the throne, sit at my table with me, and judge the tribes of Israel, and judge the nations, and judge because we are. See, we were judged the day we accept Jesus Christ at the Calvary. We were judged then. Our sin is what we have done up to now. I know some people say, well, I ain't cuss nobody else. Check it out. Somebody ain't lied on nobody. Check it out. Somebody ain't said something wrong about it. Check it out. See, because whether you've done it good or evil, you're going to have to clean your plate every day. And what Paul says, every day I judge myself because I know if I don't judge myself, Jesus is going to judge me. And I don't want to come before him. I don't want to go before him and not judge. I want my soul, my spirit clean before I get that to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, here's what God says of John 14:3. And I go, he said, I'm going to a place now. Where I'm going to, he said, I'm going to a place that I can give you this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. See what God wants us to do. God wants to take us to a level. He wants us to be in a place where he can use us. And see, when we take what God says we can stand firm in our acclamation. We can believe what Jesus. Now, let me tell you something. Here's where the judgment starts with us believers. See, there's a believer and there's an unbeliever. There's a Christian and a non-Christian. There's a non-walker and a non-talker. You got more people who say that they're going to give God credit but won't say, they won't say, I love you, Lord. They're still afraid of even. In the churches today, we're finding more ministers supposed to be men, women of God. They're a bunch of cowards. If you're of that category, you're a coward. You're a coward. See, I don't have time to say to somebody, somebody's not going to love me. See, Satan has never loved me. Jesus said, don't even get all upset, Hunter. Our beloved on the phone, he said, don't get upset. He said, remember, they didn't love me. And because what you're standing for, you know they're not going to love you. Politicians say, we love you for the moment. They love you what they can get out of you. The pastor, the apostle, the teacher, the evangelist, they all love you what they can get out of you. You've got to make it known that you serve a true and living God. As I was listening to the record, the lady sing, take me to the king. I know a lot of you heard that song. When you take me to the king, look, I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of hearing the same thing over and over. I don't hear anybody saying somebody needs to be healed. I'm not hearing somebody be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not hearing somebody want to go and cry all night long. I'm not hearing somebody. But everybody got something. Have you heard? Did you see? That's not what God wants the believers to do. It's time that we get ourselves right so God can use us. Well, I take you to understand what the Bible says, not what I understand, but in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bear our sins, not the pastor, not the prophetess, not the apostle, not the teacher, not the woman of God. He bear our sins on his own body. Jesus was manifested to be in the position that God had him to be. As a matter of fact, the Bible says God manifested himself. And listen to what it says. He was hung on a tree that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. We are healed. See, there are many people who want to live. When I go back and look at this royal diadem and say he bears on his own body on the tree, that we are being what? Dead to sin. See, when you say when a flower, you go plant a flower at your house and has no life in it, it's dead. Why? Because it gets no water. It gets no nourishment. When you are dead to the sin, you are dead to what the activity of the enemy. And we live in a time now that this generation, they say, well, this is what we do now. Well, I have to ask some people that, do y'all believe in prayer time? Prayer time? No, we just do that on Sunday. What about the rest of the week? What else? See, when we get to be with Jesus Christ, we're going to have to know we're going to have 24-7 talking to God, 24-7 talking to God. Here's why. Because God so loves us. See, as I said, we are judged at Calvary. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise, because that's not going to pay him with God. See, believers' judgment, they're supposed to judge themselves. Oh, Brother Hunter, now you know that this one. No. Let me show you something, self-judgment. If you got your Bible, turn with me to the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, 11th verse, chapter 31 and 32. Here's where I like to put the plate on the steak, the steak on the plate. Give you a knife and a fork knife, give you whatever you need to cut it so you can eat it. For we For if we would, judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastised by the Lord, that we should not conform with this world. Wow. Love you, Father. Who's going to condemn me? Who's going to condemn me? Anybody going to, God ain't going to condemn me. The Holy Spirit not going to do. Why? Because I'm going to judge myself, judging. I want to live for Jesus. I want to see Jesus move in my life. I want to see Jesus take me by his hand and lead me into the path of his righteousness, righteousness, righteousness. I want to live for him. I want to live through him and by him. I will tell you, see, every individual needs to come to a point after abiding and come before God. God, I have sinned. I'm saying it on a worldwide. Lord, I've sinned. I most may want to slap somebody crazy. They want to cuff somebody. But, Lord, you know my heart. Will you look at my heart, deeper than stuff I can't see you can, Father? Search me and see if I'm not right. Search me. I'm not interested in searching the somebody. Lord, it's me. It's like the man said, this job is yours. If you want it, you got to work it. A lot of people want things, but they don't want to give what God says. And, you know, I want to say, praise God, yes, Lord. Why not take that? See, if we want, see, we don't even have the Lord's table anymore. You know, we got a lot of preachers and teachers and pastors that got, well, you know, we got too big of a church. Let me tell you something. We ain't got too big of a church. People need to know what we need to have, the broken body, blood. They don't believe in having baptism anymore at the church and cut building in the church where we are. No. See, I got baptized in the river. They took me to the water and dipped me under and brought me up. Because I confirmed the liquid grave as Jesus did I did. And when I got the Holy Ghost in me, the Holy Spirit in me, moved in me, it was God. It was God moving. See, the believer's seat of judgment, let me tell you, it's going to be anytime, anywhere, any place. See, but every believer don't want to judge himself. You know what people don't want to judge themselves? As I say, the Apostle Paul exercised this way. The church that you're in. He said, you're getting so drunk. You're disillusioned. When he wrote to 1 Corinthians, he said that this cause made many a weak and sick among you. And many sleep. See, there are a lot of people that are dead because they didn't obey the word of God. See, a lot of people, Paul says it. He points out that the chief apostle by God points it out. He points it out to us. He said, some of us sleep. Why? For if we would not judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chasing of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. I don't want to go to hell like with somebody else. I don't want to go to hell. Got a few more minutes and I'm going to open the line so we can and talk and we can go have prayer. But I want to say this to you. Acts 24:14-15 says these words. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship the God of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. And I would have you to know, to God be the glory. I thank you for giving it 10 minutes. I'm going to open the lines up. anybody so we can have prayer. If the evangelist here, we're going to get some in, but we're still going to have some prayer. Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Are you there, are you there, evangelist? Hello?
Sister Rosetta, I'm on here, and Evangelist Rosetta, I'm on here.
Okay, all right. Well, he hasn't called in yet. I'm waiting on him, but I understand. Since you are standing in this stage, tell us what God has put on your heart.
Well, the one thing, Pastor Hunter, that you were saying in regards to the churches today, it's been a long time since I've seen an actual baptism. I remember when I got baptized at the age of 13, and it was a very special ceremony. I do believe that churches don't want to be bothered with that process, the changing clothes process, the holding up service process, but I remember it as a change in my life when you go down and then you come back up and the immersion process. So I do agree with you with what you said, that now, you know, oftentimes, you know, the first of the month usually be Communion Sunday, that is oftentimes is being overlooked and passed on by, but it's very important because Jesus says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do so in remembrance of me. So it's just as important today as it was back then in the early church.
Amen. Is any other listeners, anybody else got something to say?
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I'm just out here, Dr. Hunter, listening, you know, trying to receive all this word and everything, and just thinking about the goodness of God and how he has prospered his people to get united together, and everyone coming together on your talk show radio, and I'm believing that God's going to spread even internationally.
Amen.
And I'm just believing in God that we're going to take this radio space, he's going to bless us with television, he's going to bless us with movies, we're going to be the main people at Tinseltown. God's
Amen.
He's just going to people, he's going to use us to do it, very melancholy. He's going to use the choleric. He's going to use the melancholy people to talk. Because we got to reach everybody, anyone from the prison to the White House. And God has got to give us that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We need that guidance from him. We can't just walk in there, and we have to have our full armor on. And the only way we're going to get that is through the Holy Bible. And that's how we get through the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Because some people out there, they don't know. So in my prison ministry, some people don't know how to get to Jesus. And I tell them, it's very simple. He's a gentleman. He's holding on to your hand. You need to hold on to his hand. He's got the blueprints of your life. I do not believe that Jesus Christ wants everyone there locked down in prison. But you are locked up. You're not even locked down, okay? You can get up in your mind, in your heart, and in your soul. All you need is the Bible. And start memorizing Bible scriptures. And in your mind, just put it in your mind. You put it in your mind, all the stuff you're thinking. You're not a corruptionist. You won't even be a taste. And I, you know, and a lot of people, they were not born with trust. So therefore, he's going to raise up a great nation. Because they didn't see the negative. They seek it. They're hungry for Jesus Christ. And this is the reason why Jesus is blessing people in his ministry, with the ministry, to get the shepherds, to get the he has me over here in the prison. He has you over here with the talk radio. He's going to have somebody else over here being the producers for the movie. He's going to have someone else over here making walk inside the prison. I mean, he's going to have his little soldiers that's all around America, national, international, specific languages, even out there on the sea, the people in the military.
Amen. Amen.
Like they said, we can't do it like Jesus, because we're not Jesus. If somebody was to put some nails in my hand, I'd have been blood of him. But we would do greater things for him. Because in the book of Psalms 27, Paul is the right. And it's not shared yet, it's not. He never knows that what we're going to do with those blessings. He knows that we're going to go out there, buy the Bible for the people. He knows who I can trust and I can take you out there to the homeless people. I need the shelter. I need the bridges. The ones that are at the bus stop that can't make it to church because they don't have transportation. And, you know, where they live, buses don't go. He knows how to bless somebody, $10,000 car. I know that you'll reach back and help someone who has no God.
Let me ask everybody in this, on the line this question. Let me ask this question. Everybody that's on the line, do you believe that Jesus is on his way back? Do you believe?
Hello?
Do you believe? Okay, hello, Franklin. Hold on. I want to ask this question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is going to return?
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Everybody that don't believe, I want you to know it. He's coming back.
Yes, I believe he is coming back. But his angels in heaven don't need much nothing. That's what makes him Jesus. That's what makes God who God is. He's got the omnipotent power. He's going to show you signs. It's like when a woman is pregnant, Jesus Christ is showing you
now,
signs so that you give birth to my son. I'm going to show you signs that you give birth. I'm not going to tell you the split second, the split hour that you're going to give birth to this new seed. I'm going to give you signs.
Yes, I want to do now. Let's hello, everybody. I have the evangelist here. Go ahead, evangelist.
Hello.
Hello, evangelist.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I hear someone saying hello.
Hello. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We hear you, Franco.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Program.
I was invited by Minister Monica, and this is my ability to speak something in behalf of the ministry. We do prison ministry. The ministry is RSGAC Ministry, and we need to get the word out there, not just about Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but we need to get the word out there about our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated that do not have the freedom to attend a church where they may be fed. So I'm asking you to unite with me in prayer that we will be able to go in the places that the Lord has told us to go, into the highways and byways, you know, and teach about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I say all of that to say this here. It does not come cheap, and the blood of Jesus was not cheap. So ministry is not cheap. So if there's anybody out there that they can't go into the prison themselves because they have claustrophobia or whatever, everybody is not called to prison ministry. But if anybody out there is listening and wants to support the ministry, it's RSGAC Ministry. We're on the web, rsgacministries.org. We are a 501(c) company, and we're out there to help your loved ones as well as ours. If you talk to anybody, somebody knows somebody that's incarcerated. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity. Say a word.
Let me ask the lady a question. What state are you in?
Houston, Texas.
Okay, you got my phone number. Give me a call so we can help you work something out, okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you very much. God bless
okay.
you.
Okay. Now what I want to do, I want the evangelist to come in and give him his time. I want you to please listen. We've got something else we all need to do because you said something, sister, that touched my heart. And I want to be able to reach out and touch tonight somebody. Listen, none other than, hello, Evangelist. Go ahead. The word is belongs to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Father, I thank you. Well, I tell you that indeed, God is awesome. And the things that we oftentimes overlook or we count less of value are the things that are the most value. See, the reason that I say this, and I thank God because I'm all the way here in Alaska, and right now it's probably about negative 6 degrees outside. There are definite signs that there is a great God that does exist in the earth. And I want to take the time out to just really be transparent and show the work of God. See, oftentimes we go through life in the walk of God, but not really get down into the walk with God. See, and this thing is so real that I thank God, because my time was delayed in being able to get on the phone call this just a little while ago because I had some things I had to deal with. Hallelujah. But I thank God because he allowed me to have the wisdom to walk through the word and be able to deal with it. So here it is. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but that they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down vain imaginations. There it is. I begin to look at the word of God, and I begin to go back and forth over in my mind and look at these vain imaginations. What is this imagination? This is where the enemy gets into the believer's life in such a horrific way. He begins to mess with your mind. He begins to mess with our minds. And then I begin to go through the word of God, and I begin to say, okay, God, well, you know what, how is it that we overcome? How is it that we overcome? Because Paul had to contend with the enemy on several occasions. So many times he contended with the enemy to the point that Paul said, listen, look, I've asked the Lord to remove this thorn from my side 3 times, and yet still there is a thorn that remains to buffet me, a messenger of Satan. So I began to seek the Lord, and while I was here, in time I was dealing with some things in my own personal life and in my marriage and things of this nature right here. And the adversary has always got some type of plan and some type of agenda. And I began to go to the book of Ephesians, and I began to look in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 6 when Paul had encouraged the believers as to what to do in the encounters that we have with the realm of the spirit, the demonic forces that come against our lives. And see, Paul told us that we should put on the whole arm of God that we'll be able to stand, watch this, against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. And then I begin to look at that word schemes. And I say, well, God, what are these schemes? See, this is the key that the believer must understand, is that our enemy, Satan, has got a plan to cause you to fail. He's got a plan to bring you down. He's got a plan to cause you to get off course. He's got a plan that's set up to derail you, to shipwreck you, to make you lose your mind, to make you sick, to make you divorced, to make you broke, to make you... He's got a scheme out there for you. But see, the believers, watch this, we don't got no plan. Some of us have zero plans for success. While there's an enemy out there with a demise to cause us to fail, we walking around with no plan to succeed. What are we doing? We've got faith but zero works. See, this is the thing that I feel. Even as God called Nehemiah to rebuild the wall, God called him and gave him an assignment. But if Nehemiah had just a call upon his life but did not fulfill the assignment, then the wall wouldn't have got built. He gave Noah the calling to build the ark, but if Noah had not took the assignment and did the work, then the ark would not have been built. He gave Moses, hallelujah, he gave Moses the assignment to lead the children out of Egypt, hallelujah, but if Moses had not did what God told him to do, there wouldn't have been no deliverance. See, what I'm saying today is this, that when Paul gives us the instructions and the tools and the guidelines as to how to overcome the schemes and the wiles of the enemy, we don't want to really use it. Why? Because some of us don't simply believe. We know that faith without works is dead, being alone. And God wants to line us up as a church body, hallelujah, and I cut her, yes, even as a church body, God wants to align us, each individual person, to get in line and get about the assignment that you've been put in the earth to accomplish. It ain't about just staying in the building. It ain't about just doing this, that, and the third. It ain't about just staying in the choir. It ain't about all of that. Can you live out the assignment that's been placed on your life? Christ being our example, apostle, he was our example. And see, I love the Lord today because, see, this is it right here in Hebrews chapter number 12. Look what the scripture says. that Jesus Christ, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. See, you didn't establish this thing. We didn't start this thing. He's the author of it. But if we're not following what the author said in the book, then how in the world are we going to know what to do? Or I can't hear nobody. But see, he is the author of our faith. But this is the part that I want to prove. He said, for the joy that was set before him endured. Watch this. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. What does that all mean? What it means is that he knew what he was going to do. He knew his assignment. He knew what he came in the earth to do. He locked in with God and said, hey, Father, I'm not going to do nothing that you don't tell me to do. And everything that they see me do, they heard the Father in me speak so that they know how to do it. And if we, as a body of believers, are not connected to what Jesus is doing, then we're just doing our own thing in his name, and that's illegal. That's illegal. We've got to make sure that we are locked in with what the author is saying so that we can be effective in the earth, so that we can go into that drug house and say, in Jesus' name, you're coming out today. So that we can go into that strip club or where have you. She can come out of there and God can see the power of God. They can see the power of God resting on our lives to where they'll want God. But see, there it is. We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power. What is that power? That power to change. Not everybody else. Michael Jackson sang a song. I'm talking about the man, hallelujah, in the mirror. Let it work on you. Let it work in your life. And God will get the glory. And I want to say this to everybody that's listening. And I believe God so much when he said it. God said that what you do in secret, God said that he will reward you openly. The Bible never tells us that the reward is not going to come with a little bit of fight in it, though. The Bible did not tell us that there wasn't going to be some tribulations and some endurance that had to come about in that fight or that process. See, what I love about God is the way that he takes us through life. See, the Lord, Apostle, the Lord is my shepherd. See, and see, yes. I'm following what he's got going on. The minute I stop following what he's got going on, there comes a hireling spirit that wants to speak to me and tell me which way to go. And that way is to get me off course. That way is to get me away from God. That way is to get me out of my assignment. See, but I know that God said, I know, Job said it, I know that he knows the way that I take. And when he had tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. So what I want to say is this, is that even as a believer, we've got to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but that they are mighty through God. I want to say this also, is that when we understand that my brother, my sister, my wife, my mother, that child, the boss on your job, when we understand that that person is not my enemy. They just got something that the enemy can use against me. I'll be better. Because now we can love even the unlovable. We can minister to the one that don't want to hear it. We can do it because that is what Christ came in the earth to do. He came to mend the broken heart. He came to lift that head that's bowed down. He came to set those at liberty that are in captivity. If yes, God, if it were not so, Jesus was a maniac. He was a lunatic because there's no way that man would have took all them lashes on his back for me and said that, ha, yes, God, that by his stripes I'm healed. He wouldn't have took them for you. He wouldn't have went to the cross. He wouldn't have endured such horrific shame and embarrassment if it were not so. But for the believer, we've got the advantage because we are seated in him in heavenly places. But if we do not know our own identity, then we miss it. And all we do, beloved, all we do is we just simply have church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just simply have church.
Praise God. Praise God. Let me go. Let me open up the line. One, you got a word to say this evening, my beloved. I just opened up your line. Well,
amen.
I'm holding the ball. Amen. And you know, one of the things I took a note of what you were saying. If we don't have a plan, some people have a zero plan. Now, when you say zero plan, what are you meaning by that zero plan? Evangelist, what do you mean by that?
By a plan. Hey, here it is. A plan for your life in God. A plan for what God is doing in your life. If God has given you the gift, for example, say, God, give me a gift, and he's anointed me and put a gift up to cook, or a gift in me to write children's books and what have you. And then I got this great passion and this unquenchable desire to do it, but I'm sitting on it, and I ain't doing nothing about it because I don't believe that God really called me for it. I don't believe that he really trusts me with it. And see, that gift can liberate somebody in the community somewhere and bring them to Christ. But see, we'll sit on it, and we'll look at somebody else's gift and say, man, they're so great, they're so awesome, and all of these things right here, but the scripture says neglecting the gift that is within you. Paul told Timothy, don't neglect the gift that's in you by the laying on of hands. Don't neglect it. And sometimes that's what I mean, is neglecting the gift that God has put in us. And so that becomes to a zero plan, a plan that has no purpose. So if my plan in God is to be a school teacher, then why I ain't going to school to be the school teacher? I can't sit at home and say, Father God, bless me, but I don't go up there and fill out no application for a job. I need a job. It's faith, well, coupled with works. It's faith and works that makes this thing work. And the enemy's schemes is to cause us to be derailed and disillusioned into believing that God has not said what he said about us. Hallelujah. So we'll cancel our own plan.
This is our God speaking to us tonight. And I open the line for somebody, 8379, you got a word to say to us tonight? I know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. And the awesomeness of God prevails in our lives. And what we need to do is we just say, God, here I am. Make me whole. Make me assured. Make me. And you know, now see, I believe in taking notes of what you're saying, in mentally, spiritually, and physically. Because God is going to judge us.
Yes.
God has allowed us to have this radio station. It don't belong to me. It belongs to God.
That's
so
right.
God has chosen to be a manager of it because I had a plan. I have a purpose. It ain't about me. How long have I been chasing you, brother? Even when you was over in Afghanistan, I was still talking to you. Ain't seen you face to face, but the faith that I have what God is doing in you super me to the next level. I can help my brother. Can my brother help me? You helping me, my brother, by spending a little time speaking to some people in America, around the world. Because our time has come. And I want you, I'm not being a fuss, but I want to say, and one of the things that I know, when I was a young man, they would baptize us, and I got into the Red River. And when they took me under, I called it a dunk. They dunked me down and brought me back up. I was baptized. Mm-hmm. Like we don't want to lay hands on the people. We don't want to get ourselves anointed with oil to lay somebody. We don't pray for somebody. See, the world is saying, try it. What I got's a little bit better than what you got. I said, that's how it was. Amen. I had a person to drop off. We still love you. Praise and dropped up, we still love you. But I want to say this. Tonight is a night that God, see, you went through something to get to talk to us tonight. See, but the enemy was upset at you. So he done everything he could to hold you back. But look what God has done.
Yes, sir.
Look what God has done.
Look, so, I'll tell you.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Man, I tell you that there is also another thing that the Lord was talking to me about, and I was in prayer and early meditation and whatnot, and the Lord began to speak to me about seed time harvest. And the Lord began to speak to me about sowing and reaping. And he began to show me that, how not only in my life, but where I've been brought up in the church in this dispensation of time where people are teaching things that are not doctrinal truths, things that we cannot live by. In other words, this naming and claiming type thing, this I want it, I got to have it right now type of thing. But see, I still believe the Bible is right. See, the Bible says that as long as there is an earth, there will be seed time and harvest. In other words, there's going to be seasons that's going to come up in our lives. So here it is. God began to show me that sowing and reaping is a law. It's a universal law. You ain't even got to believe on God to reap the benefits from this universal law. It's a universal law. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But here is the key. Here is the key. See, the world is profiting from what God established through the scripture. The world is profiting. And they won't even lift their hands to the Lord. They won't even give their life to him, but they'll apply the principles that we should be applying. Here it is. You reap what you sow. But there is something that happens in between that time. Is sow and reap. But what we are missing in the body, not all churches, but most churches are missing that time in between. We don't teach the believer what to do in that time in between what I sow and when my reap comes. And see, what happens is we get frustrated and we give up on God in between that time. What is in between that time of sowing and reaping is waiting. We've got to learn how to wait on God. We got to learn how to wait on God in the middle of it, because it's in the middle of it when the thief comes in to steal it. It's in the middle of it when the strong man comes to despoil what God is getting ready to do in your life. And if he can get in your head and get you to say, oh, man, God ain't going to do it. Man, I knew that it wasn't for me. Man, maybe it's not meant for me this time. No, it is meant for you. Is meant for you all the time, because God takes pleasure in seeing the prosperity of his people. Why would he want us to not have? We don't know how to wait. We don't know how to wait. We don't know how to wait. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew in strength. But we want to have a heart, or we don't want to wait. We want it now. And I think that society has done us an injustice, Apostle. I think that the time that we live in has done us a grave injustice in God, because we have adapted the ideologies of the world. And see, the world then gave us the microwave, and the Apostle, I think they done messed us up with this microwave. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because the older saints knew how to, if they got hungry, they had to put it on the stove and light the fire, and they had to wait for the food to be cooked. And so they had to wait on it. So when they ate it, it meant something. But see, now we are a part of a generation. You can put it in the microwave straight out the freezer. In 2 minutes, it's hot enough to burn your mouth. And so now we've taken that idea, and we done took it in the church. And so now we want to press 1, 2, 3, start on God and get the food right off the bat. But see, it don't work like that. The times may have changed. Hallelujah. But God is still the same. And he says, I want you to be a people, hallelujah, that know how to outwait the enemy. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's good word. That's good word. I'm opening the lines up now, and I want to thank my brother from all the way from Alaska. Been over there, and there's big fighting is going on there. He's still in the military. And I'm going to have to just let it be known, your brother, Evangelist, I'm praying that God will send him to medical school He's a very intelligent
yes,
young man, and I'm believing God's going to send him to medical school. He has to
yes,
make a decision for himself, not for the world, but he has to do it because God needs him. We don't know how long
yes,
God's going to need him. We don't know how long God. See, as I said, a lot of people don't want to preach because a lot of people want to live, a lot of people want to do, because it's a cost factor.
Oh, yeah.
You got to consider the cost. Sometimes
yep,
I have to be away from my wife for a moment, but I have to make the time up. So you got to balance everything we do. So
yes, sir.
I just think every listener tonight that's on the line, I'm going to give everybody a few seconds, then we want to start prayer. And I'm going to ask the prophetess, Rosetta, to start us off in prayer. Amen. Everybody on the line, I got 7 callers that I'm seeing right now. So y'all start saying
okay,
something.
Father God,
go
in
ahead,
the name of Jesus. Can you hear me, Pastor Hannah?
Yeah, yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that went forth, Father, to remind us, Father God, about tarrying on the altar. That,
yes,
Father God, in your house, there will not be a quick fix. That word ministered to me and all the other parts of the message, Father God, about our mind and the wiles of the devil on the people of God's mind. Us as leaders, Father, give us a mind to tarry at the altar. Tarry on the assignment. Tarry on the project that you gave us to do, Father. And we pray, Father God, that you continue to bless the men of God, the one that spoke, Pastor Hunter and the others listening, Father God. Help them to endure, Father God. Give them the wisdom, Father God, that you gave Solomon, Father God, for this assignment, Father. And, Father God, we praise you, we worship you, and we thank you, Father God, for the unity of the saints, Father. And let us all have a mind, Father God, to sow into this radio ministry, Father God, for not only feeding us, Father God, but feeding the listeners out there, Father God,
yes,
some that don't have anything to say, only to listen, Father. We pray, Father God, that the seed, Father God, will be planted into the ministry of Jesus Christ. All these things we ask, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Next person. The next person.
Father God, we come to you. I need the blood. I need the blood of Jesus, Father God, the growing generation of persons, referring to these sickness, burning, suffering, trauma. 900,000 people in these oceans, Father God. I don't need your blood, Jesus, your grace, your mercy, your healing, your forgiveness, the right people in our lives and the walking out of our lives. Memorize the Bible scriptures. Be in the walking Bible. Sold out Christians. Sold out Christians. I don't need your blood, Jesus. I don't need your blood. But the devil meant for evil. Turn around for us, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, for your whole man. Wisdom, knowledge, standing to the 100 power. Let no evil also begin to bring your name to heaven, Father God. Your grace, your mercy, your healing, your forgiveness, your character, your discernment. I need your blood, Jesus. I need your blood. I transform Caribou's future. A 180. A 180 in our lives, Father God. I need your blood, Jesus. Keep this house, Father God. Go out there and catch your soul for your kingdom. Jesus, Father God, how? For we do not know your word. Give us guidance in your Bible. Your Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit, elevate us, encourage us in your Holy Bible, your Holy Ghost and your Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. The next person, please. The next person,
Heavenly
please.
Father, Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. We come before you lifting up your holy and your righteous name. God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you that you loved us so much that you were willing to sacrifice your son for us, Lord, that we might be in right relationship and fellowship with you. God, we thank you for the opportunity for prayer. We thank you for this radio station, God. We thank you, God, that you have brought us down through this year, Lord. And as we embark on a new year, Lord, help us to be more determined, more to be steadfast and unmovable, Lord. Walk, talking in your word, Lord. Help us, Lord, Lord, that our yay will be yay and our no, no, God. Patiently, Lord. Teach us how to wait patiently on you, Lord. Not to get in a hurry, but just to rest in you. And then, God, every day is a day of thanksgiving, Lord. We do not need a man-made holiday to say it's Thanksgiving. God, we just thank you now because over 2,000 years ago, you gave your son because of love, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for those that are less fortunate, Lord, that you open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour them out a blessing, Lord. Let them see Christ in us, Lord. Let them know that Jesus lives because he lives in us. God, we thank you for the opportunity, God, to go out on the highways and byways, Lord, and to say something about you, God, knowing that you're awesome and you're all-powerful and that you sit high and look low. And God, that you have no respected person, Lord, that you love each and every one of us, Lord. And God, we give you a submission to your will, Lord. Thank you. And thank you.
Amen. Well, I'm going to have to put somebody on mute because I see your phone is scratching. Keep it so I don't have to bother somebody else. Somebody else got something. So if somebody else pray. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Father, we just come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father, for that word that went forward. I ask right now that everybody on this line right now that you continue to bless them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, meet every need, dear Master, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray a special prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the young man, Franco, in the mighty name of Jesus, him and his family. Father God, I ask that you keep him. I rest the blood of Jesus over him, over his family, over their household. And Lord, I ask that your will in Jesus' name be done through this young man in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, because your word says for us to be still and know that you are God. And Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God. I just thank you for what you're doing in his life as a young man. And Lord, I ask that you continue to raise him up, continue to bless him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, dear Master, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let him continue to preach the word. Preach the word, live the word, do what the word say do, in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what he come against. Because it's not him coming against him, it's the evil force. But he has to know that he has victory in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We come and we bind everything, Father, that's not of you. Edible Shakta in this life that's trying to come against him and stop him from even moving towards where you need him to go. In the name of Jesus. Turn it around, the Master, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're about to do for each and every one of us and the ministry that you have us oversee for you, the Master. Let your will be done, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Next person. The next person. The next person have a prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. What about Shakiri Yasha? Robashatari Yasha Kayarabahayi. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, God. We lift your name up, Father. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God, because your words are to be praised, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, you told us to enter in your courts with gates, with praise, and your gates with thanksgiving, Father God. We reverence you right now, Father, and we give you the praise, God, and we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for keeping us, God, in our right minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God. You said, for that is mine to be in Christ, be in thee also, God. So we thank you for a Christ-like mind tonight, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word, Father God, for your word is true, Father God. We thank you for your word, Father, for it will not return to was non-void, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, Father God, because you said, Father God, for your thoughts and plans that you have for us, Father God, are not of evil, God, but of expected end, Father God. And God, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that we can have an expected end with you, Father God, and we bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, God. Oh, Father God, I just bless you, God. You said my people, which were called by my name, would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek your face, repent. Then you shall hear from heaven, and you shall heal our land. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, if there's anything, God, that's in any of us, Father, that's going to hinder these prayers from going forth tonight, God, we ask you right now for a blood washing right now, God. We ask you right now, God, for a blood cleansing right now, God. We ask you, God, to purify us, God. You say clean hands and a pure heart, Father God. Those who see you, Father. Oh, God, tonight, God, purge us with your hyssop, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Create in us, Father God, a new heart, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, don't take your spirit, God. Don't take your spirit away from us, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we need you like never before, God. You said in your word, Father, if we draw now to you, you will draw now to us. And Father, we're calling upon your name now, God. And we need you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, that you're bringing your people, God, into a great realm of intercessory, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let us unite like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you said there's power. There's power in unity, God. And, God, we need your power, God. We need your Holy Ghost power, God. You said the kingdom of God is simple by valid, but take it back by force, God. Oh, God, raise us up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we would do, Father, what's pleasing to your sight, God. You told us, Father God, to endure hardness, God, as a good soldier, God. You called us soldiers, God. So, Father God, let us stand, God, with our armor on, Father God, suited up right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, when the fiery darts come, Father God, oh, God, we got our shield of faith on, God, knowing, Father God, everything that's already been done, Father. You have placed it under your feet, God. You have brought everything into captivity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we won't be afraid, Father God. Oh, God, to stand against the wiles of the enemy, Father. We won't be afraid, God, to cast out every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge and obedience of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, you said, Father God, this is a war cry, God. Oh, tonight, God, we cry out, God. We cry out for the land, God. We cry out for healing, God. We cry out for deliverance, God. We cry out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need your anointing that destroys every yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I ask you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, to go deep down to the wounds of our souls tonight, God. I ask you to bring forth a purging, God. I ask you to bring forth a healing, God. Don't leave not one wound, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, unsealed tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Shine your glory light. Shine your glory light, Jesus. Hallelujah. Upon the wounds of our souls, Father. God, that we may be effective, God, in your kingdom, God. That we won't have any more characters, God. That we won't, Father God, wound one another, God. But God, we will stand up, Father God. And we will unite, God, in power, God. In the name of Jesus, God. To turn on the kingdom of darkness, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you right now. And I bless you all. Name, God, that your people, God, will come together like never before, Father God, and fight a good fight of faith, Father. Oh, God, you said the battle was not ours, God. You said you would fight for us, God. So, God, tonight, God, let us come together, Father, on one accord, one mindset tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, and I praise your holy name, God. Not our will, God, but your will, Father God. Oh, God, we usher your spirit in. Holy Spirit, you are welcome, God. You are welcome on this line tonight, Father God. Endow each and every one of us, God. We need a fresh wind, God. We need a fresh fire, God. Fall fresh upon your people right now in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you right now for your anointing, God, that destroys every yoke of bondage, God. Oh, Father God, you are anointed us, God, that heals those, God. Oh, depression and depression, God, in the name of Jesus, God, suppression, God, oh, God, to bind the broken heart, or the men the broken hearted, Father God, to set the captives free, God, to go to the lowly, to go to the meek, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, Father God, let us be firm about your business, God. You said effectual righteous prayers avail as much, God. God, let us pray, God, like never before, God. You told us, Father, to pray without ceasing, God. Oh, God, let the world see, Father God, the urgency, Father God, the 911, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, everywhere we turn, evil's always present, God. But, God, you gave us the power, God. You gave us the power, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to place everything under our feet, God. You said greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, and I'm a shout out, a shake. Let us submit, total to your will, and total to your way, God. Because you said, Father, if we submit ourselves unto you, Father, we can resist the devil, and he got to flee, God. You gave us power, power, God, to tread upon scorpions, to tread upon serpents, God, and all our enemies, Father. And you said nothing. Nothing shall harm us, Father. So, Father God, oh, God, tonight, Father God, oh, charge us once again, Father. Oh, God, just like you told the disciples, go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them wherever you tell us to go, Father God, casting out demons, casting out devils, God, casting out unclean spirit, God. Oh, God, God, healing all matters of sickness and disease, God. You said freely giving, God. Oh, God, and freely we got to give, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, order our steps, God. You said the steps of a good man was ordered by you, Father. And we need to be ordered by you, Father God. Let us not lean to our own understanding, God, but let us acknowledge you, Father, in all that we do, God. We need more of your wisdom, God. We need more of your understanding. We need more, Father God, of your revelation, God. Oh, God, download us tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that we may be effective, God, in your kingdom, God. You told us, Father God, so you was with Moses, so you will be with us, Father God. Don't be dismayed. Be of good strength. Be of good courage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And you said, wherever we go, we shall possess the land, God. Oh, tonight, God. Oh, Father God, we need you like never before, God. And I bless you. Name, God. Oh, Father God, let us be just like your son. Let us be just like our Lord and Savior. It's not our words that we speak, but it's your word. The Father, the one that sent us. Oh, God, tonight, Father God. Oh, just like I said, you said, who will go, God? Oh, Father God, we said, God, we will go, God. We said we will do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Unite the
tonight, God. Oh, God, you are the consuming fire, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, ignite the fire, God, once again, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father, God, let us not hide our light, God, on the but God, let us, Father God, oh God, you called us to be lights of the world, Father God. You told us, Father God, now that we are light of the world, to bring those out of darkness, Father God. Oh God, let us go, God, reconcile, God, let us go, restore, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you right now, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name, God. Your holy name, God. Your righteous name, God. You called us to be holy. You said, be holy, for therefore our Father in heaven is holy, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said, Father God, that you are the vine, Father God, and we are the branches, God, and we must bear fruit, Father God. Oh, God, tonight, God, purge us back, God, that we may bring forth fruit tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Ravashikereria Shakaya. Oh, Father God. Hey, Ravashakereria. Oh, God, tonight, God. Some of us, God, need to be shot. Oh, Father God, regulate our hearts tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, regulate our minds tonight, Father God, that we may be on one accord with you, God. You said me and the Father are as one, and so when we must be, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, let us hear one heartbeat, Father God, which is your heartbeat, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, Father, and I bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father God, let us get back in the rightful position, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may be good soldiers, Father God, that we may not be afraid, God, but we will stand on the front line, Father God, and we will speak what thus said the Lord tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let your people, God, see there is an urgency. You said, Father God, it's a 911, God. It's critical, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, let us love our loved ones, God. Oh, God, out of that dark place, God, and let us not be afraid, God. Let us not compromise, God. But God, let us tell them, God. Oh, God, oh, God. You said no man will know when the Son of Man shall return, God. We don't know the hour, God. But God, oh, God, you told us, God, to prepare, God, for the second coming, God. Let us prepare, God. Let us be quick, Father God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, God. I bless your holy name, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, not another murder, God. Not another murder, God. In the spirit, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, God, you said, God, you will hold your people accountable, God. You said the blood will be upon our heads, Father, God, if we carry the sword, God, which is the word, God. And God, oh, God, that we don't deliver, Father, God. You said the blood will be on our hands, God. But God, oh, God, you said, God, if we release that sword, God, oh, God, that blood will be upon that head, God. Oh, tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us not be afraid, God, to pull that person, God, out of that dark place, God. You said, some of them, Father, we got to go to hell, God, and snatch them back, God. God, oh, God, you already gave us keys. You gave us keys to the kingdom, to bind and to loose, God. So tonight, God, let us not be afraid, Father God. You said, upon this rock, I shall build my church, and no gates of hell shall prevail, God. Oh, tonight, God, everybody, God, so our loved ones, God, oh, God, they sinking, they sinking, oh, God, they sinking quick in the sand, God. But God, oh, God, let us not them out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us love them out of those places, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us not compromise your truth, Father God, because you said you are the truth, the way, and the life, Father God, and you came, Father, that we will have life and have it more abundantly, God. Oh, God, not another lie, God. Oh, God, to be told to your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, just like you shut up, God. Oh, God, I'm a Oh, God, just like you shut up Zachariah's mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, you got to seal some of these lying people's mouths, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they would not, Father God, oh, God, enter your people, God, anymore, Father God. Oh, God, when they know, Father God, that they're not living, or they're not living, oh, a holy, righteous life, God, let them sit down, God, until they get themselves together, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, you said those spirits, hey, they transfer, God. And God, let us not transfer nothing above you, God. So uproot tonight, God. Pull up tonight, God. Throw it out tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Everything that's not of you, Father, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. Saturate, God, with your blood tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let it fall fresh, God, upon each and every one of us, God. Oh, God, saturate our houses, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Saturate our loved ones, houses, God. We charge our angels, the stand guard, the stand post, God. Our warring angels, God. To fight, God. To fight for us, God. To fight for our loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, God. You said one can fight 1,000 and two can fight 10,000, God. All tonight, God. Ever she get it, yeah, shun it, yeah. Oh, God. Not another soul, God. You said forbid one soul be lost, God. Oh, God, we cry out tonight, God. We cry out for that drug dealer. We cry out for that drug user. We cry out for that alcohol. We cry out, Father God. Oh, God, for that homosexual, God. We cry out, Father God, for that lesbian, God. We cry out tonight, Father God, for that liar, God. We cry out for that cheater, God. We cry out for that backbite. We cry out tonight, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hey, God. You, Father, only you can turn it around, God. Only you call it, God. Only you can make it right, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we destroy, God, every generation curse, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we uproot it, God. We say not another soul, God. We stop it right now, Father God, in our generation, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we thank you for your blood, Father God, because your blood paid it all. You nailed it to the cross, God. And God, oh God, I thank you, God, that we will rise up in the power and authority, God, that you have given us, God. You gave us dominion, Father, over the things in the air, God, on the things on the land, and the things in the sea, Father God. Oh God, tonight, God, I charge your people, God. You said, Father God, to be fruitful and multiply, God. You said in your word, God, to subdue the land, God. Oh God, I charge your people tonight to be overtakers, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, Father God. You told us, Father God, to be of good cheer for these things of the world. Every trial and tribulation, you have already overcome, God. Oh God, tonight, God. Hey God, let a great, oh God, a great sound, God, of celebration, Father God. Oh God, the bid to ring, God, out of your people's belly tonight, God. Oh God, let us celebrate Jesus. Let us celebrate life like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, oh God, you said, Father, it's power in our tongue, God. Oh God, to speak life, God, or to speak death, Father God. But tonight, God, we speak life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we speak life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hey, God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, God, tonight, God, I ask you, God, oh, God, let a great war, let an earthquake, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, God, oh, God, begin to run with your people, begin to shake your people, God, back into their rightful place, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. You said we were made in your image, we were made in your likeness, God, and Father God, you said, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, those who are led by the Spirit are sons and daughters of God. Oh God, tonight, God, let us walk in the Spirit, God. Let us not put you down, God. But God, oh God, oh God, you said our body was the temple, Father God, and it was your dwelling place, God. Oh God, oh God, tonight, Father God, oh God, we want you to sup with us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Come in, Holy Spirit. Come in, Lord Jesus. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome in this place, God. Oh, Father God, we need you, Jesus. And we bless your holy name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out for that child, Father God, that may have a hard time in school, in our subjects, God. But God, oh God, let your spirit of ecstasy, Father, fall upon these children, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that they'll be able to master every subject, Father God, that's put before them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I cry out tonight, God, for that hungry child, God. Oh God, tonight, Father God, don't go to bed hungry tonight, God. Oh God, laying in the street, God. Oh God, cold and hungry tonight, God. I cry out for them tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, turn it around, Father God. Intervene, Father. Oh God, intervene, God. Oh God, on that child right now, Father God, that's been abused, that's been molested, God. Oh, that woman, God, that's been abused, that's been molested, God. That man, God, that's been abused, that's been molested, God. Intervene tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that one right now, Father, that's been tricked, Father God, by the drug, God, by the pimp, man, God. Oh, God, tonight, intervene, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, blow in the drug houses, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, do a sweeping, Father. Oh, God, do a sweeping, God, throughout, God, and God, the land, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, oh, God, give your people, God, a safe haven tonight, God. Give them a ram and a bush, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that child right now that's been sold, God, into slave, sex slave, God, intervene, God. Give them a ram and a bush tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But deliver that person, God. Oh, God, that would trade these kids, Father God. Oh, God, we'll put them in that world, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said, my people, was called by your name. God, we begin to pour this stuff down, God. We pull it out of the atmosphere, God. And God, oh, God, you answer by fire, God. And I need you to answer by fire tonight, God, on some of these situations, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, intervene, Father. Intervene, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That one right now, God, that's searching for a job, God. Intervene, Father. Oh, God, make a way, God. You said you was our Lord and our shepherd, and we share not want, Father, God. Intervene tonight, God. Hey, God, we need you, Father. Intervene tonight, God. Oh, that one, Father, God. Hey, God, that got that needle in the arm, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. Intervene tonight, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. That's throwing that cocaine up their nose, God. Intervene, Father. That one, God, that's about the lightning crack a pipe, God. Intervene tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. That one, Father, God, that's about to take that drink, God. Intervene tonight, God. That one, God, that's about to take that smoke tonight, God. Intervene tonight, God. Oh, Father, we need you to intervene, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, God. We bless your holy name, God. We need you to intervene, Father. Oh, God. Yes, Father. You place everything under your feet, God. Hey, God. God, oh, Father, God. Greater works we have, God. So tonight, God, oh, God, hear our prayer, God. Hear our supplication tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Intervene, God. Oh, God, on that one, God, that's troubled in the mind, God. Oh, God, that's paranoid, God. That's schizophrenic, God. Intervene tonight, Father, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, God. That one, God, that's hearing voices, Father, God. Let them distinguish between your voice. You said, my sheep know your voice, God, and no other will they follow, God. Oh, tonight, God, intervene, God, intervene, God. Oh, God, that one, God, that low one, God, hey, God, that they gave up on, God, that's laying in the hospital, God, that's laying in the nursing home, God, that's laying in their home tonight, God, that they gave up on them, God. Oh, God, you a miracle worker, you a way maker, God. Intervene tonight, God. That one, Father God, that's been locked up, Father God. And yes, God, we got some innocent people, God, that's been locked up, God. Your power is silence tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we need you to open some jail cells tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Not just in the natural, God, but even in the spirit, God. Oh, God, God. Those who are prison bound, God, that's locked down, God. Oh, God, I'm rocking tonight, God. Set the captives free tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Intervene, Father. Intervene, God. You said, Father, when we make happen for others, you will make happen for us, God. We need you to intervene, God. We call our loved ones. We call them folk, God. We call them saved, God. We call them sanctified. We call them filled with the precious Holy Ghost, God. You said in your word, a sanctified man, a sanctified woman, will sanctify their whole household, God. All tonight, Father God, let us not just stop with our household, God. But God, you told us to go on the highways and the byways to compel them to come. Oh, God, tonight, God, let us compel them. Oh, God, you said there's still room in your house, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father God, let us prepare, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for this great wedding, God. You said you're coming back for your bride without a spot of a wrinkle, God. Oh, tonight, Father God, oh, God, find us watching. Find us, God, find us working, God. Find us faithful, God. Find us righteous, God. Find us holy, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and I bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, God. I ask you, God. Oh, God, even marriages, God. Hey, God, to restore, God. I ask you to rekindle, God. I ask you to ignite the fire, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, let them again, God, to look in each other's eyes, God, where they first met, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and what brought them together, God. Love, love will keep us together, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, restore the love tonight, God. You said, Father, that we don't love, Father. Hey, God, that we don't know you, Father. And God, let us not be that one, Father. You said, turn away from me. You work of iniquity. I know not of you, God. Oh, God, find us, God. That faithful, God. You called your son. Hey, God. You called him faithful. You called him righteous. Righteous, God. We are your children, Father God. Find us, God. Find us, God, in that good standing, God. Find us in that order tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. I cry holy. I cry holy. I cry holy. I cry holy. Holy, 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 God. Holy, holy, God. Righteous, righteous, God. Faithful, faithful, God. In the name of Jesus. And I bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, God. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, Father. Not another murder, God. Not another suicide, Father. In the name of Jesus. Not another rape, God. Not another offense, God. Not another trespass, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hey, turn it around, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. Hey, God. Let your healing. Let your healing virtue, God. Oh, God, rest upon your people tonight, God. Pull them out of that dark place. Oh, God, tonight, God. Uproot, Father. Uproot tonight, Father, God. Every offense, God. Every trespass right now, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. Let your people, God, begin to forgive like never before, God. You said, God, we don't forgive, God. Our Father, heaven won't forgive us, God. Oh, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, make us over, God. Make us over, God. Keep us on that Potter's wheel, God. Some of us, Father, even need to go back through the fire, God. And you said, Father, oh, God, even though we might walk through the fire, we should not get burnt, God. So purge us, God. Oh, God, that we may come out like pure gold tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are the potter, and we are the clay, God. And we need to be made over, God. In the name of Jesus, make us over and over again, God. Oh, God, that we will walk up in your attributes, in your characteristics, Father, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you right there, God, for the sons and the daughters, God, that will manifest, God, on the earth, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God. And I thank you right now, God. Hey, God. And we will come out those four walls, God. And we will get, Father God, to get on the highways and the byways, God. And we will go, Father God, to those lonely places, God. Oh, God. Hey, God. Though we go to the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for you are with us, Father. Oh, God. And I thank you, Father. You said you never leave us. No forsakers, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name, God. Tonight, Father. Let us die to this place, God. Let us die to this place, Father. You said ashes to ashes, and dust to dust we shall return, God. Let us begin to feed our soul and our spirit, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, tonight, Father, God. Hey, God, let the flesh die, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Renew tonight, God. Let us be transformed, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may be transfigured, Father, God. Oh, God, that we may be able, Father, to take our rightful place. Join us already seated on the right hand of Christ. Oh, God, bless you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us be about your kingdom business like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I seal this prayer. I seal it in your blood right now, God. I seal it in your blood, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare your prayer tonight, God. Your word tonight. And Father, you said wherever I decree your word, God, you shall establish it, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for kingdom of God. Oh, God, establish throughout the earth, throughout the land, throughout the nation, throughout the world, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we bless your holy name. It's in Jesus' name, God. And I work for your manifestation. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You are God that you shall not lie, nor son of man that you shall repent. If you said it, it is so. And it is done. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I bless your name. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But on that shikaya, glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy, God. You are worthy of all the praise, God. You are worthy, God, of all the honor. Hey, God. Yes, Father. If I had 10,000 times, I could praise you enough, Father. Oh, God, but I bless your name, God, and I tell you, oh, you're a good God, you're a mighty God, you're an awesome God. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I thank you, and I bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hey! Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody
you,
on the line? Anybody else? I got Friday with Belinda. Anybody
you.
Else? Amen. To our God be the glory. To our
holy,
God.
Holy.
Be the glory.
Holy,
holy, holy. Holy,
holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Our God. Our God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I want to just say thank you tonight for all that you have done for us and how you have kept us. You've given us the fullness of your Holy Spirit. And you downlift us tonight to trust and believe in you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything. We thank you for that mighty man tonight who came on the radio station and blessed our hearts and had us crying out to you, Father, and we cry out to you for him. We declare and decree, Father, there is no God like you. You're the only true God. And, Father, as we come tonight, we say thank you.
somewhere in this life, Father. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us and love us. All sins that we have committed, knowing or unknowingly, Father. We ask tonight that you forgive us, that we may be better soldiers, that we may take on the good hardship of a soldier like you, Jesus. Will you teach us tonight, Father? Will you watch over America? Will you let us start a revival within us, Father? And I declare and decree that the revival is going to start here in Houston, and within me. And I want to bless you tonight, Father. I want to bless you. I want to bless for all the wives, all the husbands, all the children, that they should bow down before the true and living God, that they will lift up their hands and say, yada, 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 because it's you, Father. It's you we love. We just say thank you for everything you've done for us. I'm together on this radio station. Thank you, Father. We want to be unique because you, Father, are unique. We don't want to be like the world. The world is a ya-ya-ya here, yeah? But we want to praise you. We want to praise you. We want to love you. We want to adore you. Somebody's on the road right now, Father. Don't have no God on their side. Somebody's lonesome right now. Somebody's crying out to you right now. Somebody's behind the prison bar. Somebody right now in America, right here in Houston, Texas. Somewhere in Mississippi, somewhere in New York, somewhere in Illinois, somewhere in Wyoming, somewhere in California. Somebody needs you tonight, Father. And we ask tonight that you let somebody be in touch by the Holy Spirit. Will lead to that person to declare and decree, God so loved you that he died for you. Teach us, Father, to humble ourselves. Teach us to stir up the churches, Father. Teach us to go and stir up the fire. Let us start it up, Father. Let the fire. As the Apostle Paul stood, we need to get the fire for ourselves. So the fire of the Holy Ghost can keep us, can saturate us, can keep us standing in righteousness. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. The only one. I love you. I love you so much, Father, what you've done for me. That was a time when I couldn't even move. I couldn't speak or do nothing. But it's because of the faith that I have in your word and believing in your word. You're doing a great work, not only me, but everybody. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And, Father, we want to thank you tonight. We want to thank you tonight, Father. You're the one. You made it possible. You made it possible. You know, Father, that prayer warriors on the line, I pray for them, Father. I pray that you will undergird them with more wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And, Father, you say you would give us the wealth because you give it to us so we can download and make the society we live in. We plan to bring it in, Father. We want to thank you, want to love you, want to adore you, want to magnify your name. And, Father, I just declare, some of us are going to have to start learning how to pray for an hour. Some are going to have to start learning how to pray for 2 hours. Some are going to have to do as Jesus did. Sometimes we got to pray all night to get an answer from the Father. Because, Father, you will hear our prayer. You will hear our prayer. I want to thank you this night. Oh, hallelujah. I want to thank you this night for every church that was open this day. For somebody received somebody that didn't know the Lord. Somebody, Father, cried out to you tonight. Thank you, Father, for all those who came over. I praise you, Father. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Yes, Lord, I love you. And, Father, my sisters and my brother on the line, I love them, Father. I pray for them. I thank you, Father, for what you've done, what you're rising up in us. As we breathe on this radio station, let the anointing flow out through the radio station. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Father. We pray for Israel. We pray for our brother. We pray, Father. We pray your word. We take the fullness of your word. We take it down. We digest it. We come alive to our Father. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight for everything you've done for me this day. From the rising of the sun to the setting right now, you bless me, bless my house, you bless my children, you bless my grandchildren, and I want to thank you. Hallelujah. Love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Anybody else got a prayer they want to offer? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise Him. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to let y'all know tonight that the young man God brought on, he's a man of God. He spoke the pure, unadulterated word. And I pray somebody was blessed by it. And I just want to say this while we have the time together. I always have come to say this here. I just want to thank the listening audience tonight for listening to us. And I always say this, should you are moved by the Holy Spirit to sow a seed into this ministry, you can write me at willetdayhunter@yahoo.com, willetdayhunter@yahoo.com, you can do that if you're on the Facebook. You can make your prayer request known because we have prayer more than ever. Because I want you to know something. God loves you as much as you love yourself, but God loves you more. And I love you. Anybody got anything to say? We still got time. Well, I want to say I'm so happy with the Lord. I'm so happy. Oh, Jesus, I love you so much. Because it's you, Father. It's you. Amen. See, tonight was a great night. We had prayer time. We had a lot of things that God done for us. And we just watched God just move tonight like never before. Amen. Somebody was blessed tonight. God moved on somebody. God touched somebody tonight. God let somebody feel his anointing. Somebody, that lady who's going to the prison, I want you to call me back. Send me the email if I want to help you to get involved in what you're doing because I want to get involved in what you're doing. Because I was a prisoner. I was a prisoner at one time. Prisoner to this world. Prisoner to this attitude. I wasn't locked up behind the bars, but I was in prison. And sometimes God set us free. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead. You got something to say, sister?
Oh, no, Dr. Hunter. This is our sister, Monica Hampton. I'm just agreeing with you and just being appreciative of God.
But tonight, God has been a blessing. See, we do this every Sunday night. We got to get more people involved in what God wants us to get done. And we've got to go to the jailhouses. We got to go to the prison. We got to go to the hospital. People need us now. See, I don't want us to go before when we stand before God. Well, I want people to go to the hospital. Yes, you are. Every one of us is supposed to go to the hospital. Somebody needs that touch that God has blessed you with. And don't you let nobody tell you because that touch that God has done for you, somebody wants to know. And you can tell them what God has done for you. And I want to say this to you, if you only knew what I know. See, God is cool over it. I know a lot of people want to see a revival. A lot of people say, I want a revival. But it has to start with you. It has to start with you. It has to start with me. I need to start getting my attitude, my thinking, my royalness before God, my righteousness to live before God, because God wants to use us. See, his old man said once, he said, all of a sudden the man got to heaven one day and he saw all those boxes up the field. So he asked the angel, what happened? And then he said, you really want to know? He said, yeah. He said, what happened? He said, all over the gift that God had for you, but you refused to ask for it. Ask, and it shall be. Ask, and it shall be done. He wants us to ask. And we look at the word ask means to demand. Not demand of God, demand that the devil let what he has of ours go. Let it go. See, when you let it go, God got it. Let it go. It belongs to God. And God wants to use us like we never have been used before. Let it go, as the person said. Let it go, and let God move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Fire. Fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh. God is awesome, isn't it? God is awesome. He's awesome. Anybody got else they want to say before the radio, before we leave? I'm going to play a song here. It's going to come up like it's supposed to. Praise the Lord. What do you mean? Can you hear?
Thank you to the King.
Take me to the King. Truth is,
I can't say what led to truth is no strength to hide, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. What touch will change my life? Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and cling to you this song. Please take me to the King.
Hey, hey.
Truth is inside. Stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. Lord, see right now. Lord, it's all I reign. For yeah, we have friends. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rule, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering. I don't have much breath. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
See, that's what you, when you get busy, you want to learn. See, that's come off of the computer. See, the more I study, the more I say, God, make me available. And it's, God has shown me how to let down notice. Amen? Amen. Amen. I love y'all tonight. I thank God for y'all, for everything you've done. And anybody got a statement they want to make tonight, time belongs to you. Amen. Ooh, I love him. I love him. How many of y'all love him? How many of you love him? How many of y'all love him? Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say to, I'm just going to call your numbers off for the last four. 8379, 8449, 9257, 04, 15, 25, 57, 86, 20. Tonight has been a blessed night. And I want to tell you, we can increase it by being to God. We can have fellowship every Sunday night on the line. Do you realize we've had 1,499 people listening to us tonight all over the world. The time is ours now. We ain't got to take second seat with nobody. You ain't got to take second seat, but you be humble to God. God want to use you. He wants to. He wants to use you. It's up to us. Up to us. I love you. Is anybody else got anything else to say? If not, I'm going to just play another one of these songs that I got here and let God have his way. And we just want to say it one more time. There's no God like our God. And a lady shared this with me, and, you know, I have not been right ever since, because every time it takes me to a place called there. And when I let you take me to the king, that's all I can say. Take me to the king, Lord. Take me to him. Take me to the king. So I close out by this thing. You listen to this, and I love you. I love you. I love you in the name of Jesus. So take time. One more time.
My heart's falling in pieces. Take my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul
Go in, baby. I'm finna close it off and go to my room. I'm finna go to my room, cut everything off right here. Yeah. Yep. There you go. Your phone is in here. It's on top of the Bible. Huh? Who? On top of the Bible. Okay. Oh.